Rose City Radio.
The United States is under nuclear attack.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. I got my girl, LCJ, here with me. She just picked up some new Chief Sex records. We're going to talk about it. So we're going to get to their first album, Punkcore Records, Launch Off to War, title track. Love this fucking song. I wore out the record. You couldn't hear the lead guitar in this part at all.
That won't happen
to mine. Launch off to war! If the tower rises, we launch off to war! We can share your oil, we are coming for you! Look up in the sky and see the fun falling down! Our days are better when it's not in our ground! Skins of a child and a death of a man! We're killing for gas out in the sand! Protecting the peace, spitting the blood! The hopes of a future are buried in mud! Are buried in mud!
All right, that was Cheap Sex on Pogo City Radio. Got LCJ here with me.
Yeah, yeah.
How the fuck you doing?
I'm good.
Doing good.
Fucking working still.
Yes, but yes, I definitely had that record. As soon as it came out, I pre-ordered it from Punkcore. I was so pumped when that record was coming out. And fucking, I played it so much. The intro on the guitar, the lead,
yeah,
the
da-na-na-na-na-na.
It wore out. Yeah. Only in the intro. There was no...
Oh, that's funny.
I had it on green,
it.
Too. And then it kicked back in when the fucking...
Did you just play the intro so many times?
No, it's probably also something to do with the mix. Maybe the guitar is missing the whole time, but then they just play in unison. I don't fucking know. Right. It sounded like it kicked back in. But Jessica... Just picked up all three.
I just picked up all three.
I only thought they had two albums. Are you sure?
No, they have. They have a newer. Well, the third one's not the best, but they came in a trio.
I know Nervous Breakdown and Launch Off to War.
I might have purchased them for a pretty penny,
yes,
but
just
I
took out a high interest loan to buy these.
No, I did not. No, but
she's
I definitely
be
did
for
get all three
until she's
of
like
them.
60.
No, I got all three of them, and the thing that's awesome about them is because they are on Punkcore Records.
Yeah.
And they're
the first two,
they have the
not
guy
the third.
That owns
the third couldn't be. It'd be too late.
I don't know.
Yeah, no.
But the guy that owns Punkcore Records had never let any... Yeah, Dave. Never let anything get repressed. So this one copy that I got of the... I think it's Headed for a Breakdown is like white splatter. And they pressed it 100 copies.
I had the translucent green of the first one.
Super rare. Oh, my God.
But yeah, you guys... I mean, I know everybody wants the hard copies and shit. But you guys can go to Punkcore has a Bandcamp. And you can get pretty much every track on every album they ever put out.
Yeah.
Like the second Lower Class Brats album, the Messengers album... The Crop Knox and Actions.
Oh, yeah, Crop Knox.
And
damn.
Fucking, I hated the Crop Knox.
They had a couple that were all right.
They covered that song at the end of the album. I did not like them. And everybody, I'm surprised. I don't normally, they were fine in their own. I didn't like Action.
Everybody's like, you don't like action?
I did like action. I did like action. I like that.
The whole like rapping on the punk rock thing.
Oh, I didn't
And Baby Bush is in the White House and
gonna,
blah, blah,
gonna,
blah,
you
blah,
should
blah.
Play
I remember that.
No.
I didn't like
and
Baby Bush is in the White
a,
House.
Action has a song called Warzone that I want you to play. That's a good song. No, it's not. They're not rapping.
No, but I'm sure Joe, I bet you Joe knows what I'm talking about. Joe, you know the song. I'm talking about he starts like rapping in the bridge and Baby Bush is in the White House and blah 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 blah. I didn't like that album.
I don't know.
I liked it more
about.
Than the Crop Knocks album though.
I didn't like
the Crop Knocks album at all. Action was okay. They were okay. Like I didn't dislike them. The Crop Knocks I flat out. I was like
Joe said Action stayed at his house. Of course.
Do you know the song I'm talking about though? Do you know the song? I don't know, we'll have to get to it. In the meantime, let's get to some other tracks. Some cheap wine and cigarettes. Cheap wine. Where the fuck is the goddamn song? There it is. Cheap wine and cigarettes, bitches.
You passed it like four times.
Dark Buster. So you also got your 1,000 piece puzzle.
Yeah,
just balling.
In addition to my overpriced records that I bought today a couple weeks ago.
You at least got to get like displays like I got though.
I might listen to them. I don't know. But I also got a little care package from Pirate Press Records.
Oh, cool, cool, cool. It's right here. All the
enamel pins.
I brought my pins.
Yeah, yeah, I bought a set of pins, which are pretty fucking awesome. I bought a bunch of 7 inches. And I bought a fucking 1,500 piece puzzle.
There you go.
It's just a bunch of vinyls, like a big like collage.
That's
of
cool.
Like just no like covers or anything.
Yeah,
different colors and shit.
Yeah.
So it's 3 foot by 4 foot. I'm gonna Mod Podge and then put it above my record station.
Nice.
So, yeah.
I fucking I'm waiting on the other three covers of the Archie Meets Ramones comic books, the one shot comics.
Yeah,
I guess
like
now I'm gonna have all four covers.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna line them. I got these like comic book holders. I got like 5 of them for like $20. They're like perfect. You know what I mean? And they mount right on the wall, just like you would hang a picture, and it holds them from the top and bottom. And I'm gonna line them. If you guys see in any of my videos that big like pogo flag that Tyler from Sick 86, it fucking I'm gonna go down the left side of it.
Down, right?
Yeah, make it look more like a flag. I want to incorporate it into the flag. I want the Ramones to be part of.
We love the Ramones.
The cartoon Ramones, goddammit. You know my kids watch Ramones cartoons every morning, almost every morning.
That's awesome.
While they eat. They're all on YouTube. You guys don't know how many
like videos they've made on YouTube, fans have of cartoon Ramon songs. Amazing. Go look for him. But what were you
going to
say?
Oh, no. That's pretty fucking awesome. Your kids are learning.
Yeah, but I feel like you're going to say something.
I was going to ask what we were going to play.
We were going to play Action. We're trying to figure out. I'm pretty sure the song I'm talking about is Dawn of a New War. Maybe it's not. Maybe it is.
It's
here's some
song.
Action
I
coming
like,
off
I
the
like
the later era of punk era. Core records. I'll say era. Thank you very much. And here is Dawn of a New War. Action on Pogo. From Canada. Canada.
Okay.
Hey.
Was that it?
That was it.
That was it. That's what I was talking about. I love it.
Oh, wait. No.
No. So which one was it? Because I left during the intro and came back a half a
second ago. Well, you shouldn't have left because I wasn't paying attention. I was like,
you must really love that band, Jess.
Well, I was just Adam.
I'm
vodka. Should have. Yes. I was picking out the next song to play.
Yes. But by the way, like I said, if you go to punkcore.com, it forwards you to the Bandcamp, and you get pretty much every album. You want to play something else from punkcore? I was going to play a couple more punkcore.
Sure,
some of these
records are
harder to find. Like that LCB.
Well, all of them are hard to find because they're on punkcore.
No, but I mean even on like streaming platforms. Like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like this LCB album, you can't ever find.
Yeah.
You can't ever find that album. Oh, no, you definitely can't find that album. And so you want to go to Casualties Underground Army?
Tim has that one, actually, on vinyl. That one's
just... So I was going to... there you go.
Yeah, I like SS Callier.
Yeah, they're like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you can't. That's kind of like in that Career Soldier album. This is also so
you
we're playing all this
fuck
later
off and
shit.
Die. That was always a good
all this later punk core. Maybe we'll have to go to some earlier punk.
They
core.
Were definitely the.
Do you know
the foreign band?
Do you know
Germany.
The first record they ever put out? The punk core. Do you know the first record?
No,
do you know
I don't.
First U.S. Chaos. It was a repress.
Oh,
repress of the first
really?
Album. Yeah. Uh-huh. All right. We're going to get
neat.
On with SS Kellylert or whatever
Kellyert.
The fuck they're called because I don't speak fucking German. But yes.
Discalation.
Here is that band I was scared to listen to in high school because they had SS in their name.
That was everybody.
And I wasn't sure if they were a Nazi band.
It's like everybody.
I was like, are they Screwdriver? I don't know if I'm allowed to listen to this.
No.
All right, so which one did you want to
fuck off and die.
Yeah, okay.
Here's Fuck Off and Die. Buttons. Thank God for mute buttons. We're gonna stick on this this punk core kick. Because I've seen Joe share a Messengers track. Another album named ST.
Yeah, ST. Andrew, just so you all know, Andrew was today years old when he found out that ST stands for self title.
I did not know.
So he had no idea. He's like,
I said
ST.
The album's called ST.
What the fuck is that?
I thought
self-titled.
I was like, oh,
self-titled.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, oh my God.
But wow. So Joe from the Unsubs posted some Messengers track.
Sean said, wow.
Fuck you, Sean. Die. But he posted some Messengers fucking thing. And I was like, oh, shit. And he said, I was surprised this band never did more. I liked them a lot, and they were on that punk core platform. And what I said was, I think the reason why they couldn't take advantage of the platform was because they were one of the absolute last records to come out. They came out,
came
out like 18 months before punk core disbanded. And the whole label, the whole last year, they didn't put out any albums. They just went back to a mail order catalog. So this was, this might be the absolute last album they put out. I'm not sure about that, but I feel like either the Crop Knocks or this Messenger album was the final album. So either way, we're gonna play the Messengers, and this is my favorite track on the album. These guys were coming out of Cincinnati. Here's Fight the Rich, Free the Poor. God
he
damn
only
it.
Knows that because it says it right on the
no
picture.
I know. I remember
you're
that
so full you can't even you say how
I
many
remember
times
where they were from, and they got a chick
even
singer with a mohawk.
Antidote from
that's
Europe.
Another country. I remember they're from Cincinnati. I'm having trouble playing this track. Fuck you. I'm getting mad.
Wait, go to Spotify. I have a backup song.
I want to play the song I just introduced, though.
Oh, God.
And then we can play your backup song.
Oh,
we
no.
can play Harrington Saints.
No, that wasn't my backup song. I actually had one lined up before I thought of that.
All right, here is The Messengers
with Fight the Rich, Free the Poor.
Oh, I remember this fucking song.
Yeah, they had a
I remember that video.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this doesn't move, but it's a different...
Was this on like Rock Against Bush or something?
No, it was on the Punk Core Sampler, but it's their other video. See, okay. That's just a thumbnail. That's not going to move.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
but they
yeah.
did have a video. I forget what song it was called. It's on the same album, but here's The Messengers from Cincinnati, which I knew already.
Gotcha.
Mics have been unmuted all this time. They've been unmuted all this time. So I guess
they never
just heard
muted
everything. At least I wasn't talking about like things that we talk
You're
about.
Like, I'm just gonna say everything I just said again.
Shit.
Go ahead, Shit. Say everything again that you just Shit. Said.
Okay.
I may have f***ed up here.
And then I muted the microphones just now.
And then you muted it, yeah.
That was the Messengers.
Vodka.
Suck a big fat,
I may have f***ed up
hairy.
Here.
A big fat hairy Sicilian cock, the one in my pants. Fucking. I think that's what she meant to say. That's
oh,
what
yeah,
she
yes.
meant to say.
Yes, exactly.
But as I was saying, as you probably heard me like mumbling over the song, at least I wasn't directly in my mic. I know they couldn't hear anything
right,
you
no.
said
because yeah,
they
oh,
can't
yeah.
hear you when the songs aren't
Fuck
playing.
You. Yes. But only if I'm like but, super fucked. Oh no! Sometimes
oh, when you're
I'm
super
really
fucked up, they can hear
no
you.
No problem.
When they're super
me
fucked
at
up,
all.
You unmute the mics and scream into them. But
listen
anyway,
to me.
So I was talking about Defiance Records, and of course, my favorite Defiance album is the first LP, the No Future, No Hope LP. Is it? It's almost time for that Zoom thing. We'll talk about it
what
when it is
time.
What time
is that? 8:30?
We'll talk about. I think it is. But here, you want to text them on the side before
yeah,
I forget?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so I was talking about Defiance, and in my opinion, right? So Defiance's first album, of course, the best. I'm going to not include the singles and rarities because it's not an actual released full-length album. The second one, Nothing Lasts Forever, I actually picked that up at the punk rock flea market in Philly when I was in, like, eighth or ninth grade. And fucking, it was really cool, but like no real notable songs for me. It was like a different album. It was like a little bit darker than like Punkcore repressed. I don't want to say they repressed the first two. Maybe they did. I know they repressed the first one. And then the first one they officially put out was Out of the Ashes. That was a pretty good album. But
I
like,
think
a little
I
bit
traded,
metal-ier.
I traded Tim Fai.
Yeah.
Out of the Ashes.
See,
yeah,
I feel like it.
It
I liked the last
actually,
song
I
a lot.
I bought that from Punkcore, and then they sent me the Crop Knock 7-inch.
I had the 7-inch too. Yep. And then you get to Rise or Fall with Defiance, and I think that's actually my second favorite Defiance album. I actually really enjoyed Rise or Fall. So why don't we play something off Rise or Fall? Let's do the Menace cover, because I think it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, sure.
It's fucking awesome.
I love Menace.
Shakes on guitar. And I love any song when they scream the guitar player's name before the solo. Even if it's Poison. Pick up that guitar, CC. You know what I mean?
Boy.
Anytime you do that. I hate Poison. I'm a Guns N' Roses fan.
I love Poison.
That's like some Bloods and Crips shit.
Oh, really?
Are you serious?
I had no idea.
That's some Bloods and Crips shit.
Twisted
Poison
si-
and... No,
oh,
I love
Poison.
Twisted Sister.
Oh.
Fuck Poison.
Yeah,
fuck
no, I don't
Brett
like
Michaels.
Poison. I don't
yes,
like
no,
Poison.
Yes,
yeah.
No, Twisted Sister I'm down with. That's
oh,
Long
okay.
Island.
Yeah.
That's Long Island. Fuck
D. Snyder.
That wannabe LA Strip bullshit. Guns N' Roses, king of the LA Strip. Go fuck yourself.
I don't really
non-debatable.
Like Axl Rose either, though.
I don't give a shit. Duff McKagan is the shit, and so is Slash. So
okay,
that's all I care all right, about.
Fine, yeah.
You notice how I got Funko Pops over there? I got Duff and Slash, no Axl.
Yeah,
but I do right, like Axl.
Fair enough.
I do like Axl. But anyway, we're going to get to Rise or Fall. Here is Defiance, covering Menace, screwed up Punkcore Records.
I bet you don't know what I just said. You're so screwed up. Everybody knows you're so screwed up. Screwed up in the road and you're screwed up in the street. You think my eyes are bad, like you think I can't see. You're so screwed up. Everybody knows you're so screwed up.
Talk about screwed up.
We got to hear Mike Defiance yell "Shakes" and then go into the guitar
solo.
Because that's my favorite part.
I was just saying.
A good song to screw up on. Get it?
Yeah,
I did
it
on purpose.
Yeah.
I did it on purpose.
I don't know what the fuck happened there.
I did it on purpose. But yeah, I don't know. I think what happened was, because we're on playing on different platforms, I think I hit the space bar and I'm
unpause
just
something.
Just started playing, yeah, but something else.
But either way, right? So I was talking about how I ordered those fucking Ramones comics, but my whole house is a fucking smart house now, and it is fucking
God, it's creepy.
Amazing. It is fucking amazing.
No, it is. It's not bad.
It is amazing, though. It is. Yeah. It's amazing. But I'm just saying, right? Like Alexa, like, she's like my new
that
bottom
bitch.
Don't
listen sometimes.
Oh, well,
I don't know.
Just saying, she's smart though. She's real smart. Like, watch this, right? Like, I got her plugged into the board.
Oh
right?
my God!
Because
please
the reason why
on Pogo.
The reason why I have her plugged
Jeff
into the
Bezos
board
is not paying you, Andrew. Don't
the
put
reason
her
why
on.
Though is because I can yell at it and then it does everything through the speakers.
You fucking
you know what
bitch!
I'm saying? But like, check this out, right? Like, she's smart.
You should train her to answer to yo bitch.
I can. That's what I'm saying. She's real smart. So like, I was gonna do that actually. I was gonna. But anyway, right? So check this out, right? She's real smart, so I can go, Alexa, who's the first president of the United States?
The first president of the United States was George Washington.
Very...
Did that answer your question?
No,
yes!
Bitch!
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for your feedback.
Alexa, what's the square root of 6,917?
The square root of 6,917 is 83.1685.
There you go, right? Smart as shit. Alexa, who's the sexiest man alive?
Oh, God.
Andrew Bedlam, of course.
Damn straight. You heard it. You heard it from Alexa, her fucking self. Alexa, who's the sexiest man alive?
Andrew Bedlam, of course.
Damn straight. Damn fucking straight. We're going to get...
You got people in the chat laughing. This is okay. Ridiculous.
It is perfect, ridiculous. Is what it is. And it's the fucking truth. That bitch is smart as shit. Smartest woman
that bitch don't know
on
shit.
The earth.
That bitch don't know shit.
Smartest woman on the earth. All right, we're going to get to another cover.
One more off the punk core, and then we're going to take a left turn.
Actually, Rick from the Casualties, first appearance on a Casualties record.
I love Rick. He's my favorite Casualty.
Well, this is his first appearance.
Well.
Covering the Foreskins, here's the Casualties.
Fuck you.
Damn straight for the Bedlam Punks. One of the 9,000 songs we used to cover. I love the way the Casualties come back here. Blitz doesn't do this. Awesome. Hello. Plug that in. What's going on? All right. We're back on Pogo City Radio. That was the Casualties with 4Q. We're actually doing some testing thing. There's a Zoom party that's going on. So when is this Zoom party that's going on?
I don't know why you're asking me. I don't know why
you're even
actually asking
me. You're too cool for Facebook.
I don't know about any of this.
Jess is too cool for Facebook.
Renee was like, hey, dance party Saturday. I'm like, what?
So I think there's like a Zoom dance party this Saturday.
Yeah, Mike apparently is DJing. And from so what is I Renee. Heard, and Renee is DJing.
And AJ.
And AJ from
Doc Rotten.
Oh, Doc Rotten.
Yeah,
okay.
And somebody else. Somebody else, I believe.
I don't know.
But it's
You're
all on Facebook.
Me questionly.
This
I
is annoying
know.
Me. Turn it off now. I was going to plug them into the board, but it's all fucked up, and they're doing way too much stuff. But it works for us. So I don't know. We're hearing things that Zoom only allows you to have 100 people in a party. So if you guys go to go to Facebook, the group or something like that, we should get the more official information. It's my Corona dance party.
I guess.
That's what it is.
Sure.
So it's going to be a Zoom meeting this Friday. Live music. Everybody's going to be dancing. It's going to be a punk rock
party. Oh,
by
the way, that Blitz song was
really
good.
That Blitz song was amazing.
Yeah.
I like Blitz way more than the Foreskins. I do. It's not even a debatable for me. It's not an It's I don't know how I said that.
I know.
It's not even a debate.
People that call Blitz like the greatest of all time.
Yeah, well, but see, their catalog is too short for me because I will be the first one to complain about late Blitz.
They do have different.
Yeah, I don't like.
Yeah,
the
I don't like. I don't either.
I like the 12, 13
some
classic
people do,
songs.
Yeah. No,
I think
actually,
the
I have. I'm going to bring over. I have a CD of all.
The burned CD.
Yeah, it's a burned CD of all of Blitz's good thing. I think it's like 24 songs on.
Okay. Yeah. Exactly.
But it does have the cover of Suffragette City.
Bowie.
Which I love.
All right, so we are going to get out of this little punk core thing we've been. I wouldn't call it a rut per se.
No.
Rut implies
like bottom.
Yeah. But out of the streets, out of the gutters, punk core came. So why not? But let's get to some Addicts.
Into the pubs.
I think this is both of our favorite Addicts song, probably. Is it? It's my favorite.
One of.
You picked it.
I
it's
did.
My favorite.
Yeah,
you
I liked it. It's fun to sing too.
Fun.
It's definitely
to
one
to.
Of my favorites.
You better
it's
not spill my vodka, though. God damn it.
I don't spill vodka. I spill old cups. That
don't
should
do
have
that
been,
either.
Well, don't leave them laying
They're
around.
They're usually your people's. I see cigarette butts everywhere. I don't. Fucking
I don't
smoke.
Smoke cigarettes.
Bullshit. You
I don't
lying
smoke cigarettes.
Sack of shit.
I don't know
lying
what you're talking about.
Sack
I'm
of
not
bullshit.
Lying.
Here is the Addicts. Who spilt my beer? Addicts with Who Spilt My Beer. Now, up next, we've played Chupacabra on here quite a few times.
We like them.
Coming out of what, Virginia, West Virginia, one
not,
of them too.
I'm not sure.
Virginia, West Virginia.
Exactly. Virginia, West Virginia. All I know Virginia. Is that they're fucking awesome.
I don't know. They're fun. They're fun. They play a lot of joke songs.
Yeah.
They were the ones about the alien probes
Joe
in your
Virginia.
Butthole. Virginia. Is that the one Joe's from too? And Brandy and
yes.
all them people, they're all, yes. they're all.
Virginia.
Davi, David.
West, I feel like, I think, you never see that,
West Virginia,
wild,
they fuck
the
cousins.
Whack, wild and wacky whites
West,
of West Virginia.
Bigfoot is
yeah,
and yeah, shit,
yeah, like all the crazy
yeah,
people.
Yeah, they fuck
with,
cousins in West Virginia.
Yes.
You want to know what's funny? I
These
have cousins
are the good
in
people
West Virginia.
From, wow.
I do. Yes, I do.
Ha ha.
It's true, though. It's funny because it's true.
I don't know. But yeah, all the cool people that are in bands from regular Virginia.
From regular Virginia.
Regular Virginia.
Regular Virginia. Yeah. My favorite
the
football
Jasons
commentator.
Are also from Virginia.
The Jason. I thought they were from Crystal Lake, New Jersey, the Jasons. Are they really not? They play in New Jersey all the time. No. I feel like
Joe's
they play
saying
in
they're from Jersey or from Virginia.
They're, how are the Jasons?
West Virginia.
What? Bullshit.
Look it up.
I thought they were from fucking New Jersey. No. Why do they always play these little dive bars in New Jersey?
On the beach. So beach from like to Delaware. Is not far, and then Delaware to West Virginia isn't that far either.
Why would I go to Delaware from Pennsylvania to get West Virginia?
No,
you mean Maryland?
Pennsylvania, whatever.
They're
it's like no,
states.
No, I mean like it's not that far.
As
like,
I'm not caring about West Virginia and Virginia.
the distance to get from like
talk in your mic.
From the beach shows, I feel like it's not like that far of a distance as compared to like up here. Like
all
up
I'm
here
saying
like an extra couple
is
hours.
Virginia's at least 6 hours away.
I don't know.
6 hours. And maybe it's not as far from South. Of course it's not as far as it is from South Jersey.
Go,
that
I don't
is a point.
To where it's hot,
it is closer
so.
To South Jersey because it's south. I'll give you that much. I don't remember what we were talking about. What was our point before we got into like geography class? Chupacabra.
Chupacabra.
All right.
Chupacabra.
Chupacabra. All right. Now, I opened up Hulu by accident. I didn't mean to. Okay. Now, Matt sent us this fucking new track. I like it a lot. It's my favorite one musically that they've sent me so far. And fucking, the reason why he wanted to send it to me, he said there's a nice rant in there that he thought I would like because I like to go on rants. And he was absolutely right.
You do.
I totally like it. Totally like it. So let's see if I can make this shit play correctly. Here is the new Chupacabra. And I think Matt's going to call in for a second now. Here it is. Pogo.
Give me
chupacabra and suck my hairy Sicilian cock. How about that? There we go. Them bastards from that place below the Mason-Dixon line.
So
that is below the Mason-Dixon line, correct?
Oh, fuck.
Or is that
know.
Where it is? I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know
nothing about maps.
No, the thing about that is I wasn't like the greatest history student in high school. That shit like interests me now.
It interests me a lot. It did in high school too.
Now it didn't in high school.
It did too. I mean, I got interested in politics because the president was going to like court for getting blowjobs. So like that when I was like a 7-year-old, 10-year-old actually, when I was a 10,
yeah,
something like that, and that was
that
going on.
Too,
I was like, yeah, this is awesome. Like I like politics now. And then after that, the whole Bush Gore thing happened.
We weren't 10, were we?
Clinton became president in 94 to 98. That was the first term. And
yeah,
then,
98
was
the end of his. Okay, so we were like 11.
His first term.
Yeah, the end of his first term.
So, all right, so we were like 12. Whatever.
But
I liked,
no, but
I
no,
liked blowjobs and cigars coming out of Monica Lewinsky's snatch
to be,
even
like,
more.
Facetious or anything.
But speaking of cigars coming out of Monica Lewinsky's snatch. I did not have this prepared at all, but there is like a hippie band from New Jersey. They were the first house show I was ever at, and there had to be 100 fucking people there at this crazy hippie place that we thought we were way too cool to go to, because when we were like 15, like we were obsessed with being like drug addict chaos punks,
yeah.
And the Pirates Cove like
Anarchy.
Against me, yeah, like they were all like 24-year-old college kids who were like vegans,
yeah.
And we were like, this shit is lame,
days and days, man,
but like but it was before. 4 days and way before
no,
that.
No,
but
no,
yes,
I know,
exactly.
I know, yeah.
Nowadays, if it was nowadays, they would be listening to Days and Days, who we have had on this podcast.
Oh,
so
no,
go into
I
the
loved
archives.
It. I'm not hating.
Do you?
I like.
Did you?
Well,
we've had
I went
them
to
on
see
here.
Them.
They've been on here.
I went to see them. Like
with Josh, but not at the same time.
Yeah,
same
we
show.
Went to the same show.
They were here the next day. Yeah.
That's funny.
Fun.
Yeah.
But what were we going to play? I lost my train of thought. We got
that
Days and Days.
Band that you
that
were,
band.
The hippie band the that hippie you band. Saw.
Hopeless
yeah.
Dregs of Humanity. Now, I saw them in Allentown at the Pirates Cove. It was great. I had a blast. They were a really good album. The really, really good
okay.
band. They put out a good album. Now, I know I have to go to MySpace generally to find a couple songs by these guys. I used to have the album. I bought it from them. So give me a second to find it. Jessica, talk about playing with yourself or something. I don't fucking know. Let me find this.
But play no.
Playing a little DJ, double clicking the mouse.
I get
It took you a second. It took you a second.
You know what? I fucking hate you. You and your stupid Ramones comics that you're getting.
Right, right. You're like, fuck you and the Ramones. You heard it. You heard her.
No,
she
I
said,
love,
fuck you
no.
and the Ramones.
Fuck
she said,
you.
Fuck,
fuck
the
you
Ramones.
And your stupid comics.
And your stupid
No, but those
comics.
Ramones comics are awesome. I was just,
yes.
I don't know.
I cannot find what I'm looking for. This
was,
I want
well,
the apocalypse of rock or some shit. Okay, we're going
to
play something in the meantime while I find
go to
this
Spotify.
Hopeless.
I had something.
It's not there.
Put
it's,
on oh, City on Fire.
Harrington Saints.
Not Harrington. Put on. Wait, you just.
You, fuck
go to
you.
City
what song?
On Fire. Right there at the bottom. Number 10.
There we go. Here is the next track while I look for the hippie band.
This morning with an essay, mercy. They're doing things a wrong way. That's what I say. They're gonna take away unity. They're gonna take my rights away. Oh,
Saints, Pogo City Radio. I can hear Renee on Zoom. That's all I hear right now.
Hear Renee on
all
Zoom.
I hear is Renee. I hear Renee loud and clear.
Yeah.
I hear Renee loud and clear in my
sleep. She's always very loud.
Renee, we're on Pogo City. How you doing? Oh, that sounds good. That sounds good, actually.
This is actually
that
where
sounds
what
great.
We're doing.
Tell them it sounds good.
We're testing.
We're sound testing that.
We're testing for the dance party on
Saturday. Yes, and I hear the B-52s. That's the B-52s right there.
One of Jess's favorites.
Should we continue to look? I think I found Hopeless Dregs on SoundCloud.
You think?
But which, I think I did, but which B-52s wild card are we playing, Jess? We going Rock Lobster, Love Shack. I'm not playing Rome, I'll tell you that much. Which one do you want to hear?
Damn it, I don't know.
Are we going to go with default Love Shack? Red Planet? You couldn't pick one from the goddamn top? All right, it's Love Shack. I'm going crazy. Mute that. That is driving me fucking crazy. Private Idaho playing. Holy shit. I want to stab myself right now. We're doing the Pogo City Wildcard where we play something a little off format. And I can't deal with multiple things playing. It makes me want to shoot myself.
I was like laughing for multiple days at that one episode
where
I
can't do two songs.
I was singing a different song over the same.
I can't.
And
makes me
he's like,
myself.
You bitch. I was just talking about this last fucking
episode with Sean,
how he was doing the exact fucking same thing and singing a different song over the same music. And I was like,
I was actually watching Rat Race this week. I've been watching a bunch of movies, and what were you saying? What were you just talking about? I forgot it, and it was something to do with Rat Race and Mr. Bean in Rat Race. What was everything you just said? I don't remember any of it. What was it?
Just talking about how I was.
I don't like two things
singing,
playing at once. Yes, Mr. Bean is in Rat Race when he's with Norm from Seinfeld, and they're trying to deliver the heart. 2001 movie, great movie, love it. But singing.
Wait, Rat Race? That
yeah,
was
he's
that
singing
was
a different
totally a
song
movie.
When they're trying to race the heart across the country. That was my point. I'm starting to get drunk. It doesn't make sense. Suck a dick.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. We're gonna because I fucking love the B-52s. Do Private Idaho.
Your own Private Idaho. Okay, because they were just playing that at the dance party. Here's a preview.
I have this vinyl at home. And I have the Corona. I have this one and the Love Shack single.
Yes, I love Rock Lobster, but it's so goddamn long. And then they do all that weird shit in the middle. My ADD kicks in. Like, I can listen to it at my house, but I can't play it on Pogo because I want to hit skip after like 3.5 minutes.
I know, I love it.
But I love. And I totally love the way Peter Griffin does it. You know what I'm saying? All right, here's B-52s. Your wild card for this episode, suck a dick. Go to that Zoom party this Friday.
Yeah.
All right. That was the B-52s. This episode's wild card. Now, we're going to see. Yeah. We're going to do an experiment right here, and I'm going to see if we can hear those bastards. I got to allow them to use the microphone. So Zoom crew, are you there? Zoom crew? Oh, I'm muted. Hold on. Zoom crew, are you there? Zoom crew. No, they are not there. They are not there. Life sucks, and then you die, I guess. I can't hear anyone.
Can you hear me? Yeah, they can hear me.
Can they hear me? I can't hear them.
I can't hear you.
Oh, wait, I know. I am...
Oh, because you're not plugged in. Oh. You got to plug that in there.
Well, you didn't
No, wait, no, you don't. This is stupid. I don't know. Fuck it all. Go to ask them when the Zoom party is. It's not working. Talk in the microphone and then say it all. Say it
when,
all back to them.
When is the Zoom party, guys?
Tell us all the details because I can't get you in here for some reason right now. Saturday night is the Zoom party. And where do we have to go? Where do we have to go to get on it? Where do we have to go to get on it? Fuck it all.
Andrew is like...
Fuck it all. Fuck. Oh, there. Now they can hear me, but I can't hear them.
Because it's on my phone.
But it's also on my screen right here.
I don't know.
I should be able to hear them.
All right, so...
Damn. Bitches. All right. Never mind. Fuck it all. Life sucks and then you die. This should work.
Well, the...
Bye, people.
The party is Saturday night.
The party is Saturday night, and you got to get the Zoom invite, and you
well,
get
I
that
guess,
from Facebook.
Well, if you want to try, I guess the limit is 100.
I think.
So
unless it's a paid
just,
account.
You know,
hit up
somebody from Blank. Somebody will hit.
Hit up whoever. It's a
whoever.
Link. You need a fucking link.
You just need the link. If you can't,
and you can
if
hang
you
out
can't
with everybody.
If you can't find the event.
Message.
Hit message
go to Jess's Facebook. Oh,
don't,
that's
I'm
right.
I'm not there.
That fucking cunt. I'm gonna berate you until you join Facebook, and then when you join Facebook, I'm gonna
you
block you.
You berate me anyway.
I'm just gonna be 12 times worse, bitch. I got like a settle to score. I gotta prove a point.
A settle to score. A score to settle. Or a settle to score.
English motherfucker, do
yeah,
you
yeah,
speak it?
Yeah, settle to score. I gotta settle. No, a settle to score. A score to settle.
Yeah, there you go.
A score to settle. Maybe we should leave soon. I don't know. I had something else locked up. Lined up?
Locked
up. What were we going to play? We were going to play something else, and then the B-52s got brought up. We were going to we played that. What the fuck were we going to play? Matt was supposed to call in. Matt, do you want to call in?
My God.
Hey, Matt, call in, my man. Matt,
because
why is there music playing? I hear music. There's not supposed to be music. There's more Chupa. Because we want Matt to call in. I don't know. Here's some music. Here's some music.
Oh my
people.
Goodness!
Did we ever
because
play,
vodka,
we did play that.
Andrew?
Because vodka.
We
dot,
did
dot,
play.
Dot,
we did play all of
vodka.
That. Somebody else. We did have a request.
Somebody was
like
requesting. Oh, they wanted the virus.
Oh yeah.
We're gonna play. Okay. See, my favorite. Okay, so I love the virus's first album
and the Jasons.
And I Nowhere to Hide. Not as good in my opinion, but I absolutely love Paul on vocals. So I love when Paul does the mic songs, and most of that is on the Singles and Rarities album that Punk Core put out. So why don't we go back over to Punk Core's fucking Bandcamp, and we're going to go to the Virus Singles and Rarities album, because this can get like the picture disc, and it's also got a couple of rarer tracks like Throwaway Kids and Forgotten Rebels, which are on the first album with Mike singing, but I really like them with Paul. So now I'm going to play one of those two. I can't decide if I'm going to play Forgotten Rebels or Throwaway Kids. How about 4, 5, 6, CeeLo? Because I've been playing CeeLo since I've been in like sixth grade.
So
I can remember
like a dice game?
Yeah, I can remember gambling on CeeLo in sixth grade in art class. I think that motherfucker Will still owes me like $6. I bet you he
motherfucker
does.
Will.
That motherfucker Will. I liked him. He was a good dude though.
He still owes me six bucks.
Motherfucker owes me $6. Here's the virus with Throwaway Kids.
Just one way to drink. When you know love means nothing to you. When no one else had mattered, it's a world. Cause this is an end.
The Virus. Paul on vocals. Now, me and Jess both want to hear. Jess at first told me not to play The Virus.
I was like, I have this set. All right, no, not
this. You told me not to play it at first because you know you played too much punk. And now we want to play like seven.
No, I just said I didn't want to go all the way back.
Yeah. Now we're arguing over what the
future
should be.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have a three-way with The Virus.
Ooh. I am not opposed to that.
A three-way with the human papillona virus.
But no, I was like, my favorite is Bomb Drop. No,
that's one of my least favorites.
I don't know why.
See,
but
one
I was
of my
like,
favorites
I have it on this 7-inch. He's like, yeah.
I like
the same 7-inch.
I like pull my strings.
I like pull my strings.
Wait, so whose hand is on the mouse right now? Is that yours or mine?
You.
It's mine?
My hand is on the bowl.
Okay. Well, so I guess Pull My Strings getting played next.
Fuck
here's a twofer
you.
From The Virus.
Damn
mic
it.
On vocals. First 7-inch.
The purple one.
Global crush. This is Bomb Drop.
Wow. No, you
it's
can't
labeled
even.
Labeled wrong.
Can't.
Look at that. It's labeled wrong.
Wow. What
Pull
does
My
that
Strings
tell
up
you?
Next. I guess we're having a three-way.
That was totally unplanned.
All right.
Awesome.
So here's a three-way.
So we're going to do a three-way.
With The Virus. Here's Pull My Strings, same 7-inch.
You're welcome.
You.
That was The Virus, Mike on vocals, Pull My Strings, coming off the first 7-inch, Global Crisis. Now, Punkcore went on to repress that.
That's
also
the one, look, that purple
end.
One.
Yes, exactly.
That's the one we
have. But if you had the repress, they were a couple different colors. There was, like, I believe I had the yellow one, like the record itself.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was one of 100. I want to say they repressed 500, maybe it was 1,000. It wasn't much. And then they had some of the colors. I didn't have the original.
On the repress.
Yes, on Punkcore, yeah. But yes, awesome. I'm liking this. I don't understand why we couldn't get that Zoom thing to work. It's pissing me off. We kept doing it from the hip, but I know back in the Voice of Bedlam day, we used to interview people all the time just by plugging the phone into the board.
Yeah, like kind of like we're trying to do Mike from Chupacabra.
Matt? Yes,
Matt,
hey, is
sorry,
he there? I keep not.
No.
Matt, call this instant.
Sorry.
If you're there,
ooh,
Matt,
that was terrible,
call
me.
This instant.
Sorry,
I'm looking at the screen. Merkin. I'm looking at the screen. Here he is. All
oh,
right, Matt.
Look, yeah.
Matt, you are right. In, my man. How the fuck
you're
are
on.
You, dude?
Yo.
Yeah, we did it. See, there was no technical difficulties. It was just that every time you would call in, I would just so happen to be on a different window and not see you call in and not answer.
Yeah, we have to actually, like, be like, it has to, like,
pick up the phone. I have to be on the Podbean. So how the fuck you doing, Matt? Good to talk to you, man. We got your dog.
I hear your puppies.
All right, but this is Matt from Chupacabra. I talk how I want. But how the fuck you doing, man?
I'm great. How are y'all doing?
We're doing good. Anytime we're pogoing, we're doing good. Jess has got her blue pogo in her hand.
I do.
It matches her hair that Tamar apparently loves. Because we could see the video. We were there with Jason and Tamar, and they were complimenting her hair.
Which has like 2 inches of growth. So how's the quarantine going down
how
in
are
Virginia?
Things in West Virginia or Virginia?
Virginia. The cool people are in Virginia,
cool
remember?
People, yes. So you're not a cousin fucker, right? Because you're not from West Virginia,
oh
Matt?
God. Even though if you're listening in West
Virginia,
we still love
not
you.
Not tonight. Only on Thursdays.
Maybe a couple of blue motorcycles. You never know.
So what's the deal with Chupacabra? I remember you telling me back in the day, it's just you and your boy, right? It's not a full band. It's like you and one other dude, right?
Yeah, it started that way. We hadn't played in like 20, 25 years. And he was working on a song about this friend that really stabbed him in the back. And so he wanted me to finish it.
Yeah, fuck
him. And we did.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy. At least, at least he gave you inspiration for the band, though.
Yeah, right.
It did, yeah. And like people listened to it and they're like, this is actually decent. Y'all should do this. And we're like, yeah, okay, we're bored. Why not?
Yeah, it's totally cool.
That's kind of how Pogo is.
We got a kick out of it. Yeah.
Yes, we always like it. We always like the tracks that you send. And Jess always digs the ska, so you know what I mean? She's always out there skanking.
I got a soft spot. I'm always dancing. Pogo. I love the 45 adapters because they're like a mantra, like DTWAA. Don't trust anyone who doesn't dance.
There you go. So, you see me? Chess likes to dance when the music is on.
I
only
dance
when there is no music in my underwear at like 6:30
in the morning.
Like in Florida. Yes.
That's fun.
I've noticed myself doing that
too while we're playing, but you know, I find out after 25 years, my fat ass has a hard time singing and dancing at the same time.
I hear you.
So that's what I've been working on during quarantine.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, it was fun, dude. You think you guys gonna crank out any? So you guys gonna crank out any more? And who does what exactly? I know you sing, but who's doing what? Like instrument
wise. All right. Well, there's another Matt, and he's the one that kind of started it and had me finish the songs up for him. He basically does the guitar, the bass, the drums on most of those tracks, and then a buddy of mine, Tim, came in and he did the guitar leads and stuff on that. And then, like, after we recorded everything, pieces, parts here and there, we decided we need to make it a 5-piece. So we have another guitarist named Daniel coming in and a bass player named Scott. And that's what we're working on now, is learning to play these songs as a 5-piece and actually get it out, since we kind of wrote them in parts with like 3 of us.
Well, that's awesome, though. I mean, with Corona, you know, use it to your advantage. You guys can just start gearing up and practicing and getting tight. And as soon as everything opens up, you'll be, like, nice and organized and ready to do a bunch of gigs. You got to link up with Joe from
the
Unsubs.
Problem.
How are you and Joe not friends?
Too much Coronas.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But how are you and Joe from the Unsubs not friends? I feel like they're both in Virginia and they're both into punk rock. Why are they not hanging out?
Maybe it's like a North Jersey, South Jersey thing.
Maybe. I don't know. I assumed. Well, I remember when I first started talking to Matt, I assumed he was one of Joe's friends, and he wasn't.
Huh.
I was like, so what's up?
Ska scene, punk scene.
I don't know. Hey, but you got to start hanging out with Joe from the Unsubs. What were you going to say there, Matt?
Well, that would be awesome. But according to the geography major, Andrew, I'm from Richmond, West Virginia, and that makes it a little bit tougher.
Yes.
How far is Richmond from Roanoke?
3 hours, 2.5, 3 hours.
Oh, yeah, that's a long distance.
Yes,
shows
you can see it. It's totally a North,
like North Jersey,
Jersey,
South
Jersey.
Jersey
thing.
There you go. There you go.
It's like two different worlds. It really is.
But, Matt, we really appreciate
it. It really is, because we're stuck here in Richmond, which is kind of dead right now.
And yeah.
So then there's the beach, has some good shows going on, but they're another 2 hours away from me. So,
I'm right in the middle.
Everything's
I hit
dead,
up both sides.
So.
But Matt, yeah, I wanted to have you on, dude, because I know you've been listening for a while, and you're always sending us tracks.
Yeah,
and we
right.
love playing
we
the listener
yeah,
tracks.
Yeah, we love playing, yeah.
So
thanks for listening.
Thanks
for hanging out.
Thanks and thanks for calling in. We're going to get the fuck out of here. Hope you keep on listening. Catch you next time. Now, remember, guys, Matt just called in through the Podbean app, and you guys can listen to the live podcast.
All you have to do is download the app.
All you have to do is download the app and favorite, follow Pogo City Radio.
As long as you have a good Android phone and not a shitty iPhone.
Yeah, fuck them iPhone bitches. It works way better.
My serious, I don't know what's up with Renee's
phone.
She
has an iPhone.
I know she has an iPhone, but she doesn't get notified. But I always, every time Andrew goes live, I get a notification right
there
away.
There we go. And so, then she feels it inside her. It's like spidey senses.
Right? It's just like
but, fucking,
you know,
yeah.
It'll tell you, you know, and you can come hang out like fucking Matt does.
Yes, absolutely.
And he's here. He's a lot of the time. You know,
so you guys can
listen
to the show live, get the Podbean app, follow Pogo City Radio. And remember, if you don't get those notifications, the best way to get the notifications is by following Pogo City Radio on Facebook at Pogo City Radio, facebook.com/Pogo City Radio. Same thing on Instagram. And also, that's the best way to get your band played on here, because you will see that post that we post occasionally saying, hey, asshole, we're going to play your fucking band. Something along those lines.
Yeah.
But look out for it. And we did one recently. It had a whole bunch of hits earlier this month. Go back and look for it. I don't remember the fuck I called it.
We
listen
one,
to every
the
episode.
One band that was like
it was
like
Endless
a,
Struggle,
was like a
Career Soldier.
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I didn't even know it. I opened the show with them. They hit me up later.
Yeah.
They were like, hey, dude, thanks for playing us.
Yeah.
And it was Endless Struggle.
Struggle.
Career Soldier. And
who was on punkcore?
Yes, yes.
Career Soldiers was on punkcore.
Endless Struggle was Charged. We should play Charged bands now. I can't talk though.
We
is that
should
another
probably
episode?
Save that for
High
another
Bridge
episode.
Bitches.
Are we gonna go into?
I feel
charged?
Like I'm gonna die. I feel like I'm gonna die.
Jesus.
But Charged. There were some good Charged bands. I mean, I always loved UFC, the fucking Spanish band.
We saw them with
yeah, they just opened for somebody. Who did they open for?
I wanted to say Veruckers, but you were there. You weren't there for Veruckers, but
and I wasn't there for the UFC show, so you're probably right.
Yeah.
It was in New York.
It
and
was,
I love
yes.
UFC.
Yes.
I do.
It was. Yeah,
I
it was Veruckers.
I've always loved them. And I'm mad though.
I saw
I'm
them.
Mad. I know they occasionally listen to the show, so I have to say this, right? Back in the day when they used to have their website, it was like a GeoCities website or some one of those weird old school websites that bands used to have before like social media took over.
Mm-hmm.
And fucking it said on there very clearly the like where the name came from, because it's U.F.C.
Yeah.
And it said basically that the name meant nothing, right? So they were from New York City, and somebody was in this other oi band, you know what I mean? And they wanted to book this other oi band, and they only practiced a couple times. They actually had already broken up, and the dude was like, he started jamming with his, I think it was Jose, the guitar player. He started jamming with other people. And they never even organized anything. He said, I got a new band for you. They're called United Fighting Control.
Okay.
And so then he went to the band. He was like, hey, guys, I got us a show. I told them we're called United Fighting Control. And all the guys were like, oh, we don't like that name.
What?
You know what I mean?
What?
Like, why'd you tell them we were called that? And
it's
fucking
just UFC,
so
guys.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
It's UFC.
But now,
like a, you know.
When I go online, and I read this from their website like 20 years ago. You know what I mean? And fucking,
I wonder if the website's still
it's
up.
Not. It's
not.
I've looked.
Yeah, okay.
And,
you're like, I tried.
And, but now, I forget it's on
makes
the
you
Facebook
wonder how
or something.
Still up.
It says, their name is United Fighting Control. I'm like, hold up, pump the brakes. I liked it better when it stood for nothing. But I will say it is very annoying, because if you go to like YouTube or oh my god, I forgot to play Hopeless Dregs. We're gonna get back to them.
Oh,
but
if you
go
did.
To like shit, that's not good. If you go to like YouTube, it sucks, because if you type in UFC, like all you get is like,
yeah.
like you know, like Chuck the Iceman Lendell.
Ultimate Fighting Championship,
so,
whatever. club.
I found Hopeless Dregs. So we're doing things out of order tonight.
Ultimate Fighting Club.
Ultimate Fighting Club. Jesus Christ. People are flipping out right now.
Right? So, this fucking stupid bitch.
I believe.
Yes, Andrew says that every day.
Yes, I say it multiple times a day.
This fucking stupid bitch.
I believe we are about to listen to Hopeless Dregs. But here's the deal. I was going to play the first song on the album after the intro, which is the like title track, and it's fucking awesome and I love it. But the last song is that Bob Marley cover that I really want to play, and they do it differently and it's so awesome.
I love Bob
Marley.
What's
it called? Redemption Song. All right, we're gonna see if this is the right version. I hope you guys like this. The band I was talking about before this was, what band was I talking about? The UFC. We're going to play them after Hopeless Dregs, who I was talking about an hour ago, and then we're probably going to get out of here because I'm all fucked up. Here's Hopeless Dregs from New Jersey, the Pirates Cove. Remember I was talking about all that shit. Covering Bob Marley, classic Redemption Song. Here it is.
Oh, pirates, yes, they rob I, sold I to the merchant ship. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my head was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We move forward in this generation triumphantly. In this generation, won't you help to see these songs of freedom? They're all I ever had. Redemption song, redemption song. Emancipate yourself from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Have no fear for atomic energy, but none of that can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? They're all I ever had. Redemption song, redemption song. Yow!
Right. Well, I guess Andrew's not up here, so I'm going to take control of the reins for now. Oh, Nanny. Oh, no, it was totally.
That was totally awesome, right?
It was totally. It was totally cool.
I love it. And it starts out the regular.
Take your microphone back.
I know. I'm always all distorted. That's how much louder I have your mic cranked than my mic. And
I
then
like
when I
better.
Talk in it, it's all distorted because right, it's like cranked to the fuck up. But yeah, that was Hopeless Dregs right there. Doing Marley, fucking Bob Marley.
Yeah, yeah. Who my kid's named after.
I was just going to say that. I got a big, giant Bob Marley painting in my living room.
Yes.
I do. It's nice.
I am a hippie. I call Sean Sandy. Everybody, for some reason, everybody's just adopted the nickname for me, hippie.
Yes.
I like
smoking. As you have the bowl in your hand right now.
the bowl.
With flower marijuana, nonetheless.
Fuck
but,
you.
But we
smoke.
Were going to...
I'd like to partake...
play. I know I said I wanted to play Hopeless Dregs. Oh, and I wanted to play UFC.
I tried.
I would have went right to
and
right,
it gave me like CM Punk.
Yeah, I know.
I know
what to
see. Like,
right. Okay, so we're gonna get out of here.
Because I did. I was like, Andrew. My instinct was like, he's gonna just forget.
I would have too if you didn't type that.
Yeah.
At least you saved it.
See,
you typed it in the wrong place, but it was a reminder.
Whatever.
And that's
it
all
works.
That matters.
Yes.
Now, see, these guys, they had a 7-inch On Charge record.
Oh, see, look. Yeah.
It was yellow, and it had the four guys in the band. Then they also had another like DIY 7-inch that I had. It was very heavy, like a 90-gram 7-inch. Sounded really good. And that one, I think it was DIY. I bought that from them, and I also bought a copy of a burnt CD. I believe it was called... Don't quote me, but I believe it was called Ya Quiero Más Cerveza, meaning I want more beer.
Yeah.
Yes. And so, but drink. That was a burnt CD that they had, like, all you bands from back like 15 years ago know what I'm talking about, when you guys could buy that CD stamper thing. You would print it out on the printer of your computer, and it was like a sticker, and it had a little stamp type thing, and you would put them on there. It was one of those CDs. Like, it was a CDR, and it had the guitar player, Jose, just puking, projectile vomiting on the picture of the CD. It was great. Love those guys. Love those guys. We're going to get out of them, out of here,
out of them.
With them. There you go. Okay, this is one of their... We'll play one of those songs. That's the... oh, see, that's the CD I had right there. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, there you go. Oh, look, yeah.
All right, that was a good song. I'm going to play that. We're going to play the first song. I forget what it was called. See, they would sing in Spanish sometimes. They would sing in English sometimes. They were gone for a mad long time, but they're still playing shows here and there with Danny, the original singer.
Yeah, here and there. It's not fun, not very often. Oh,
always
yeah.
in like Brooklyn, it was, or man. It's always
actually,
in one of the boroughs.
I caught the end of their set.
They're fun.
It was awesome.
Quick story, right? I saw them at CBGB's in the basement, right? And I told the story a couple weeks ago about the Street Brats getting thrown out of CBGB's.
Yeah.
It was the same night. Street Brats played right before UFC. So the singer, not the singer, the guitar player who I keep mentioning, Jose, right? He was so
fucked up. That's so funny.
The
Street Brats are like huge now. Yeah. They played before UFC.
He was
so... Hey, at least UFC opened for your Veruca. So.
Veruca, there you go. Know. He was so fucked up, the guitar player, right? All I could think of, I was only 16, all I could think of was Sid Vicious, right? Because he was falling, he was a Spanish Sid Vicious. He was falling off the stage, the six-inch stage in the basement of CBGB's, and fucking, he was throwing his guitar on the ground, cursing at it in Spanish, and you could tell he was hammered, and the rest of the band is looking at him like, Jesus fucking Christ, here we go again. No lie, my dad was at the show with me, right? It was kind of dead. It was kind of dead. And there's like four like adult Spanish skinheads in the pit who are violent as shit. And I keep jumping in, and my dad keeps trying to pull me out. Like, you are not. Are you?
Whoa,
they were hammered
and
coked up. And I kept on jumping in. And it's great because my dad tells this story. And finally, my dad just jumped in. He was like, if he's going in, I'm going in. And my dad's just sitting there with these four Spanish skinheads and me pogoing to UFC in the basement of CBGB's.
That's awesome.
And then
though,
the bouncers came up to my dad, who were, you know, the CBGB's bouncers were usually like big skinheads, you know what I mean? And they were like 40, so they were pretty old, and they were like, god damn, dude, to my dad, how old are you, pops? And my dad was like, don't you ever fucking call me pops, motherfucker.
Well, you don't say that to fucking people at shows. Now, there's a lot of 40-year-olds there. That's
No, the bouncers were 40. My dad, this is when I was 15. My dad's like 63 now.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
15
yeah.
years ago, my dad was like 50. So he was like 10 years older than me. You know what I mean?
And they're like, oh, okay. So they were like, how old are you?
But we're getting out of here. If you guys like the show, like I said earlier, remember to go to facebook.com/PogoCityRadio, at Pogo City Radio on Instagram and Twitter. But also
Twitter.
Hit up that YouTube.
Do you manage the Twitter
I
account?
I do not. There's technically a Twitter set up for Pogo City, and it's strictly for
don't
algorithm.
Don't hit it up. Because
no, hit it up. It's strictly for algorithm reasons. So,
oh, okay,
like,
because
the idea is, You want to have Pogo City on every single platform. So when you go into Google and you type in Pogo City, you want to be the top ranked thing. Because believe it or not, there's other shows out there where, like, say their show is called The
Wall.
Well,
no, but what about, are there other Pogo City radio?
No, here's my point. Hear me out.
Okay.
There's say this show was called The Wall. There would be people who type in The Wall, and the first thing that would come up would be Pink Floyd. Now, even though Pogo City Radio, there is no other, if we didn't have Pogo City Radio everywhere and I didn't work on this shit on the back end, it still wouldn't come up the first thing, even if you typed it in right on
Google.
Yeah, because
it's based on how many previous searches.
So we need everything. And on top of that, I have all the shows auto-post to Twitter.
All
so
right.
Things do actually get posted there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I won't like see anything if you write it. Do not write to me on Twitter. I do not check it. But if you're on Twitter, you will get notifications about the show. Because the internet.
I used to be able to respond to the Pogo City messages.
But she's a dumb cunt who deleted her Facebook. But one day Corona will be over and I will force her back on there, and then I will tell everyone
to block
her.
I won't even need
to
be forced
her.
Because the only reason I was really on there in the first place was because of fucking shows. Fuck yeah. Fuck you. There's no shows. I'm mad. I don't want to
There's Zoom
get
parties, you
and
bitch.
And I'm also like... You know, yeah. I'm sick of fucking, like, Facebook experts. Do you think they know everything?
Yeah, but see, I barely go on Facebook, and it's still on my phone. So I don't understand why you can't do that.
What do you mean?
I'm hardly ever on Facebook now.
Okay.
And it's still on my phone.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Especially for Pogo City Radio. Like, what the fuck, Jess? dropping the ball here. Drop. Right. You want to be a little Miss Contrarian? You think you're too good for everybody else? You bow to the master of Facebook.
Fuck bow, Mark Zuckerberg.
Bow to the master.
And your fucking, your advertising Jeff Bezos. Fucking in your.
Fuck that billionaire.
No.
Even though I give him all my money. No. I'm such a big hypocrite. Because every dollar I get, I give to Jeff.
Those bitches are lucky I filled out the goddamn census.
I haven't yet. But yeah, every dollar I like, get, I
But I will
I give
Jeff Bezos all my money.
I will. I'm brainwashed.
No.
It's successful.
No.
Never. They have successfully brainwashed
me. Play fucking UFC.
We're going to play UFC. Here's the first song on that little CDR stamped CD thing I bought from them at CBGB's back in the day. We're getting the fuck out of here. Suck our dicks if you ever see us in public.
Yeah.
Especially Jess's. I think I forgot to unmute the mics again. Goodbye,
oh,
everyone.
God.
Goodbye. We didn't say anything stupid, did I? Did we? You, me, I, them?
They didn't hear me.
Fuck, they can't hear you ever.
Yes, they can.
Goodbye, all.
They love me.
Go to that Zoom thing. You know what? While I'm here, I might as well find
out. It's only Monday. You'll probably have another episode before Saturday.
Yeah, and I'm not going to tell them go to zoom.com/137598.
Renee is going
to
harass you.
X she will star make you. Colon.
She will make you.
Blah, blah, blah.
Tell
the
them.
Fuck?
Tell them all.
Goodbye, all. Goodbye.
Bye, David.
Bye, David. Fuck. Oh, that mouse fell before, remember?
Oh. Is that the end one?
Another.
The end mouse?
The end mouse.
That's
another. Another. I don't know. Fuck off and die.
Yeah. SS Calliart.
That
can
too.
You say that?
Calliart. Yes. Hello, Ava. Hello. Oh. Goodbye. The Easter eggs.